Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do, right, Frank? Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about these new vaccines that are in the works right now, the COVID ones, and the issue of vision loss that we've been hearing. We've got some great information there you don't want to miss. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional is in Hebrews 4, and it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." See, we need to pray. We need to come together and pray. That's power. The power of prayer can't be underestimated, especially when God has given you grace and favor. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face because that is the way. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, let's see. Denmark's permanently bans the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Apparently, they announced they're no longer going to allow that vaccine to be used after more reports linking it to the deadly blood clots. The Scandinavian country previously dropped the AstraZeneca vaccine because of blood clots. So Denmark's decision is contrasted by the United States health authorities who lifted the suspension on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Let's see. Here's a report. Ophthalmologists are ethically obligated now to warn patients about their vision risks to using the COVID-19 vaccines. And we're going to get more in-depth in this in the first part of the show. So the World Health Organization did get some reports on a lot of eye disorders, side effects after vaccination, and we're talking 20,000 or more people. So a lot of this came out of the UK, and the World Health Organization, Vigibase, is the one that's, you know, collecting all this data. So about half of the new eye disorders were additionally reported to the UK, and these experimental vaccines seem to be the culprit then. So a lot of inflammation. We're going to get into all that good stuff here in the first part of the show. And last but not least in the quack report, the VIRS data network that's reporting on side effects from vaccines. Well, there seems to be a 4,000% increase in vaccine deaths in 2021 compared to 2020. So according to the government database VIRS, 82 people died in 2020 after they got vaccinated with COVID-19, but in 2021, we're over 3,300 people reported. Now, you have to remember, the vaccine reported network, they get like 1% of the side effect events. So many doctors don't know to report or don't want to be sued or be liable, so they don't report. They don't have to report. They're not ethically liable or they can't be sued for not reporting is the point. So 1%, so, you know, 20,000, you know, add a couple of zeros after that, you know, is what's going on in the UK. So U.S. population has been vaccinated so far. Let's see. They expect somewhere between 12,000 to 15,000 post-vaccinated deaths will get reported to the VAERS system by the end of this year. But the estimate is anywhere from 33,000 to 250,000 deaths will be the actual number. Well, isn't that something? I'm sorry to say, that's bad news. And, well, we're trying to warn you. A lot of people out there, a lot of doctors and scientists, you know, they risk their careers to let you know. So do your homework before you do anything regarding vaccines. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, for the first few minutes here, we're going to be talking about the vaccines and your vision, because there seems to be now some developments that are coming in every day on the COVID-19's various side effects. And recently, according to LifeSite.com, the UK health authorities received more than 10,000 reports of people that suffered from eye disorders that they got after they got the COVID shot. So we're going to look into this a little bit. So the cases seem to be pouring in. Beginning in May 2021, physicians received hundreds of patients reporting blindness after they got the COVID vaccine. So the European Drug Monitoring Agency of the WHO, also called Vigibase, did receive nearly 20,000 reports of eye disorders. So the Vigibase is a monitoring system maintained by Sweden for the WHO. So the eye disorders that they listed, and the reports were things like eye pain, blurred vision, light intolerance, visual impairment, eye swelling, ocular hyperemia, which means you just got red eyes, eye irritation, itchy eyes, double vision, eye strain, dry eye, flashes of light, blindness, swollen eyelids, ocular discomfort, conjunctival hemorrhage, or the small eye vessels, blood vessels in your eye break, abnormal contraction of the eye muscles, vitreous floaters, and eye hemorrhaging. So with regard to your Moderna COVID vaccine, such eye abnormalities happened with just the first dose. Eye disorders were also reported with AstraZeneca's vaccine as well. But oddly enough, no eye disorders were ever reported during the human clinical trials. The FDA's fact sheet says this: additional adverse reactions, some of which may be serious, may become apparent with more widespread use of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. So in some cases, you know, doctors examined their patients that were complaining of these various eye issues, and they found that there was a lot of inflammation in it. Some of the inflammation was at the base of the skull and in the brainstem. So this increases a lot of pressure on the spinal cord, and other cases that produced a lot of searing eye pain in patients. These patients complained of this pain lasting 2 months. Were patients that were diagnosed now having a disability and with permanent damage. One 26-year-old female in California who took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had typical flu symptoms that, you know, dissipated within about 5 days. But after leaving her home one morning to take a walk, her vision suddenly disappeared with intense pain right behind the eyes. And she was treated with morphine, but it did nothing to stop the pain. Her CT scan showed that she had a lot of brain clots. Well, let's look at some common issues real quick. So what most of the side effects that are caused by the COVID vaccine, you can trace it to a lot of inflammation. So the spike proteins in the serums cause this increase in inflammation. The eye damage is one result. So now a sad fact is that most physicians, including your ophthalmologist, they're not equipped or trained to link vaccine injury to their patient's diagnosis. So that's why a lot of it may not get reported to the VIRS reporting system. And for that reason, about 1% of your side effects vaccines get reported to the adverse vaccine event reporting system. So the eyes are neurological tissue, and blood clots in the brain are going to impact your vision, and as well as your hearing. There are also reports of hearing loss now rolling in. So hearing loss reports are also on the rise following people getting the COVID vaccine. Well, there's this 2020 study. So science knew about this. A study that was done December 2020, and it was done at Cambridge Angela Ruskin University in the UK. They found that people who contracted COVID had their eyes affected. Their eyes were impacted. So according to the report, 16% of patients that complained of sore eyes and significant vision issues. So the research was published in the December 2020 Journal of BMJ Open Ophthalmology, and the symptoms that the patients complained about was light sensitivity and other eye issues that lasted about 2 weeks. So the lead researcher, Shahina Pardhan of the Vision and Eye Research Institute, said that the patients had eye inflammation or conjunctivitis. Here's what she said in the report. She says, this study is important as it helps us to understand more about COVID-19 and that it can infect the conjunctiva of the eye and how this allows the virus to spread through the body. End of quote. Well, that whole report was how patients, you know, naturally contracted COVID. It had nothing to do with a vaccine. So obviously COVID has the potential to cause vision issues on its own. Now, add the adjuvants to heighten your sensitivity within a vaccine, and you can get really severe complications. So, but you know what? The COVID vaccine, Frank, the COVID vaccine, it's not the only vaccine medical science makes that can cause eye problems. So COVID is not that only is not the only pathogen known to cause a lot of eye problems for us. So many other vaccines have a history of doing just that. Here, let's go over a few. Your regular influenza vaccine causes a lot of eye redness, pain, and blurry vision. The measles, mumps, rubella, your MMR shot, can cause optic neuritis and inflammation of the optic nerve that sends the signals to the back of your eye and to your brain. Red and watery eyes, pink eye, conjunctivitis, infection of the cornea, and retinal damage and vision loss can be the result. So they go on to say that optic neuritis and blindness can follow getting an MMR shot. So that this vaccine has the potential also to cause seizures and brain damage. Chickenpox and the shingles vaccine. Okay, they also cause a lot of inflammation and many of the risks we just told you about on the MMR vaccine. So they're risky as well. And, you know, a lot of people aren't aware. Most patients and parents aren't even informed of the risk of our precious vision when we get these vaccines. Nope. Nobody lets them know. Well, let's look at some natural alternatives because that's what we're about here. So there are people that are really not satisfied with the current, you know, health status and the medications and the treatments that are being offered right now, especially for COVID. So, you know, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have their whole food organic herbal line of products, liquids and powders. They offer a lot of nutrition and mineral support to the body, like zinc to help protect you from viruses like COVID. So you want to look at their astragalus root, very high zinc profile in the astragalus root. You can give a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663 and ask for their free product catalog. If you don't have one, get one. If you're outside the United States, it's 828-469-5972. Those numbers again, 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free number. and international 828-469-5972. And then, yes, they have a website, thepowerherbs.com. You can check them out there, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. Also, take advantage. They just started their Mother's Day sale, so you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. So don't miss out on that sale. And it runs through the 16th, so don't delay because you don't want to miss the sale. You can stock up on, you know, natural products for pets, your cleanses, your immune support, your metabolic support, get some organic salt. There's all kinds of neat, healthy things you can do for family members this time of year. So thepowerherbs.com, lots of natural summertime cleanses, too. That's a great time to cleanse. You know, less stress, you got more vitamin D going because of the sunny days, you're outside more. It's a great time to cleanse. A lot of times when you get into the fall, winter months, you're stressed, you're inside more, it's the holidays, all this and that, and you really struggle to find time to fit a cleanse in. So definitely do give them a call. They are the experts in organ cleansing, and you'll be amazed how it'll just lift the burden off of your organs and you'll just feel so much better. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're on their website, don't delay. Sign up for their newsletters, which are absolutely free. So the Health Quest and the American Survival are two wonderful newsletters that you'll get in your email each week, and they're absolutely free. And you go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. You do have to have email for delivery. It is not delivered through regular mail. So definitely give them a call. Since we're kind of been touching on the clots a little bit with the COVID-19 vaccines, I thought we would talk about some clot busters, okay? A lot of TV commercials, you know, are telling people, you know, about a lot of these new generation of clot-busting drugs, blood thinners, and so people need to do their homework on that. The old generation of blood thinners, Coumadin and Werifin, people just kind of just shied away from. So they came out with Xarelto and Predesda and some others, the new generation ones. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And you want to make sure that you're fully informed. I don't know how many times, Frank, people call me and I'm like, so your doctor didn't tell you about the risk of that drug yet? No. Huh. Well, when you go to the drugstore, big surprise, right? When you go to the drugstore, Frank, what? Yeah. Once the people find out what the risks are, they don't want it because it's called poison. I know, Frank. Frank, just tell it like it is, boy. Don't hold back, you know. But, yeah, I mean, when you go to the drugstore and you get your medication and the printout's just going to highlight, you know, maybe the top 10 side effects. Man, drugs have more than that. They have way more than that. And, of course, a lot of it's downplayed. Oh, that's rare. Well, okay, it's rare, but it's still there, you know, and it could be you, right? It could be you that has a side effect. Well, let's look at the old generation blood thinners for a little bit. Coumadin and Werifin, they were on the market in 1954. They were first marketed, though, in 1948 and kind of got some momentum after that. And the reason it was on the market in 1948 is because it wasn't considered a blood thinner for people. It was considered a rodent insecticide, rat poison, basically. So this was a synthesized Coumadin, also known as Werifin. This is a blood thinner. It's odorless. It's tasteless. It's easy easy to give to rats to poison them. Okay, and rats would eat it and they bleed internally. So somebody got the great idea that, hey, what if we just reduce it enough that it doesn't include or produce internal bleeding, but it's enough to thin the blood and to treat people with it as a blood thinner. I'm just amazed that somebody went there. But the drug companies do argue that the Coumadin and Werifin in small doses deters blood clots and it doesn't promote hemorrhaging. Yet the FDA's black box warning that appears on that product says patients may be more susceptible to the risk of hemorrhaging and bleeding hypertension and even heart disease, especially if you're over 65 and you have a history of gastrointestinal bleeding issues. So you want to keep in mind, Coumadin was supposed to be a replacement for one of their big drug stars for blood clots called megalanotrin. And it was said to be one of the worst drugs ever. So it was replaced with Coumadin. So the risk of bleeding was said to be higher on Coumadin, but it takes 3 to 5 days to reach a therapeutic level. So on the other hand, though, the high doses of the previous drug, methotrexate, caused a lot of hemorrhaging. It appeared in the 2001 Journal of the American Medical Association. It had some concerns due to the likelihood of people having cardiovascular events and things like that. So Coumadin came along and replaced that. And to treat things like people that have clot history. But, you know, Coumadin and Werfen were kind of a tricky thing for doctors because patients need frequent blood tests to monitor the drug in the blood because it could cause brain hemorrhages and strokes other than internal bleeding. So it wasn't without risk, okay? So rat poison is not without risk. Who knew, right, Frank? So they were looking for a drug now that had a more pleasant profile, that didn't have the smell of, you know, a rodent insecticide thing. And so they replaced it with Perdesda and the new Eliquis. Eliquis is the new one. So a year's worth of Coumadin, though, just to give you a comparison, would cost a patient about $200. The new generation blood thinners is $3,000. Big difference. Here's a quote by Dr. Robert Califf, Duke University. He's a cardiologist. He said, the side effects of Werfen or Coumadin can be debilitating, and it's one of the leading causes of emergency room fatalities in the U.S. I bet your doctor didn't tell you that when he wrote the prescription for that, though. Yeah. So they had to find something to replace that, and so they came out with a couple of new drugs, new generation blood thinners. So we're going to be talking about how great those are, maybe, maybe not, when we come back from this break. So, and we'll have some alternative options for you. So stay with us. We got more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Brother bought a cooking nut, he bought it for the diamond sister, had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the cooking nut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking nut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking nut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking nut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Well, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about getting some natural clot busting going on. So here we are, you know, we're 62 years or so after the launch of Coumadin in the 50s, and after that, a slew of other anti-clotting drugs were actually made, but they didn't perform very well. But now we have that Predesda, and according to a lot of the advertising hype on that drug, it's considered an upgrade from the Coumadin because it limits having strokes, okay? Limits having strokes. So Predesta hit the market in 2010, and it sold $1 billion in sales by 2012. Unfortunately, according to DrugWatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer Predesta, Predesta, I don't know how you pronounce it, Boehringer Ingelheim is the producer. They had to pay out like $640 million to settle some serious side effect lawsuits when they had over 4,000 lawsuits. Yet the TV commercials that tend to run on the drug didn't let on about that. Nope, didn't say a thing. Well, and let's look at the side effects. Common side effects that patients were informed about with regards to Predesta are indigestion, a little nausea, a little heartburn, no big deal. And the serious side effects would be heart attack, liver failure, and uncontrolled hemorrhaging and death. Oh, you must have just forgot to mention that, see. So patients with kidney problems can't take the drug without the drug causing serious renal damage, and there's no antidote to this drug if patients bleed to death because the drug removes the clotting ability. They can't reverse it. At least with Coumadin and Werfen, they had an antidote. And Predaxa is the same thing because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, in this day and age, you could be in an event, you know, hanging out with friends, and someone could come up and hit you upside the head with a bottle, and you could start bleeding, and they can't stop it. think about these things. You got to think about this stuff. So there are significantly more deaths that go unreported. So in 2011, they reported 542 deaths due to the drug. But so many things don't go reported. We mentioned that earlier. And 1.2 billion dollars of this drug being sold in 2014 alone. So in about 2 years of it being on the market, the drug was blamed for killing about 500 people. And the drug company admitted no fault, and it swept the damages under the rug, but it paid $640 million. That's a big rug they're stuffing. So that seems to be the modus operandi of drug companies, and they make billions on the drug, and so they're hoping to make more money regardless of any lawsuits, see. So it'd be worth it to them, see. So payouts and lawsuits and bribery, it's all kind of common with drug companies. So the bean counters, these are the accountants, at these corporations, I'm thinking they gotta be heavy drinkers, Frank. You know, these people, how do they sleep at night? It's kind of outrageously ironic that the side effects from this drug are not preventing strokes or hemorrhages or premature death that patients are prescribed to take the drug to prevent all that for. So do your homework on your drugs, people. So what exactly causes clots? Let's get informed. Well, if you have an occupation involving constrained feeding for long periods of time, that can promote clots and thrombosis. So inactivity will increase your chances of getting clots. Now, for instance, a sedentary job, long distance travel, especially by air, if you're on a plane, can put you at a greater risk of these types of clots. If you travel frequently, it's real important you get up and move every hour if you're on a plane or if you're, you know, long distance driver. Take the opportunity to hit those rest stops, you know, and walk around. So there is a high risk of blood clots. You're at a higher risk of blood clots if you suffer from a trauma, if you have surgery, if you have heart attacks, if you have vascular disorders, if you have cancer or obesity, if you have hereditary issues associated with clots, if you have blood poisoning like sepsis, birth control treatments also can promote blood clots, and also substance abuse. So for some reason, people that are undergoing surgery for, let's say, knee or hip replacement, they seem to be at a really high risk category for developing pulmonary embolus, which are blood clots in the leg. Now, other people at high risk are going to be patients with various types of chronic diseases and also pregnant women. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, the National Cancer Institute lists deep vein thrombosis as a risk factor when you're taking drug tamoxifen for hormone replacement. So again, many a young women have died on, you know, birth control pills because of blood clots. So just, you want to assess your risk if you have to go to surgery, assess the surgery risk. You can develop blood clots due to surgery. You would need really to consult really the surgeon's general call of action report and see which surgeries promote heavy blood clotting and see if your surgery falls into that category. And you must take, you know, preventive measures. Talk to your surgeon about it. And then is there more of a gender risk with clots? Well, is it men or women? Are they at more risk of developing clots? There is some statistical evidence that would suggest more women are at a risk due to pregnancy and birth control medications. So young women in their 20s and 30s have ended up in the morgue after being put on birth control medications because they got clots. So medical science reports that the benefits outweigh this slight danger, and they tell you that the ladies who died probably were smokers or something. But evidence shows that there were fewer blood clots in women that took the second generation of birth control pills, there was 15 clots for every 100,000 women, compared to this third new generation of birth control, 25 clots for every 100,000 women. So women who smoke, who are overweight, are diabetic, have a family history of clots, are going to be also in that high risk category. And let's look about the difference between surface clots. So if you have a condition known as surface clot thrombosis, this involves veins close to the surface of your skin. They're not directly running to your heart, your lungs, or your brain. Although the condition can be alarming and somewhat painful, modern medicine really doesn't consider it life-threatening. However, this is no reason to dismiss the condition and not do anything about it. This can be a precursor to a deeper clot issue unless you make some permanent lifestyle changes. And in most cases, surface clots are kind of the overindulgence in fatty foods and alcohol. So keep that in mind. So make those dietary changes, and you'll significantly reduce your or even eliminate these clots because food and lifestyle is a correlation to clots itself. And if you speed up the recovery time by also using some medicinal herbs for your cardiovascular system, and we can talk about those in just a minute, but you can actually, you know, bridge that gap with a lot of medicinal herbs. So in recent years, medicine and medical science has readjusted its thinking on what triggers stroke and heart attacks. So they used to think it was cholesterol and plaque that disrupted the heart rhythm. Now, according to a Harvard cardiologist, Dr. Victor Gerwich, these factors really don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He said blood clots are influenced by fibrinogen level in your blood. So the fibrinogen is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to clump and stick together, which is directly influenced by your diet, you'd better have enough fibrinogen protein in your blood to dissolve those clots. Now, many health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence on blood clots, and as more research is being conducted on what makes a blood clot a clot, the evidence is pouring in that foods more than just, you know, foods are to blame. The wrong foods are to blame, and they just don't want to talk about processing cholesterol anymore. They're noticing it's food related. So you can't, you can be encouraged by the fact that you have direct power over this. How about that? You're not at a loss. You can fix this almost immediately with changes, implement changes. So people say, well, I'll just rely on the blood thinners. Well, then you're at that blood clot risk. Too many people decide, hey, I'm going to take the anticoagulant drugs, I'm going to take aspirin therapy, thin the blood, reduce the clotting risk. Well, this strategy will put you at a precarious position of bleeding too profusely if you're injured or you need surgery. Now, doctors will advise their patients to avoid certain foods, which are natural blood thinners, before you have surgery. So foods like garlic, ginger root, black mushrooms, fish with omega-3 fatty acids like salmon and sardines. And you're also, it's also very effective, they said, at thinning the blood, these foods, so you want to avoid those. So these foods work better than your blood thinners, basically, if you incorporate them regularly in your diet. You won't have to have the blood thinners. So food could be your pharmacy, is the point. The key is you don't want to just, you know, lower cholesterol with dietary changes to prevent stroke or heart attack. The approach takes longer to lower your risk. You want to eat foods that directly influence the blood and its ability to clot. Okay? So the good news is that there are foods that will do both, lower cholesterol and cut your clotting risk. Foods like garlic and onions are scientifically proven in research to benefit the cardiovascular system in this way. So when you add ginger root and hot peppers like cayenne peppers, olive oil, fish, green tea, and lots of vegetables to the diet, and if you do this on a regular basis, and you cut out all that high fats, red meat stuff, and cheese, oh, please don't eat cheese. Don't cut out the cow's milk. and get rid of the processed foods, the fast foods, the frozen foods, all that stuff. Make your own food, okay? And you really watch the alcohol. Don't drink excessive alcohol. You can lower your cholesterol and reduce blood clots immediately, right? Probably in 30 days you can be out of the danger zone. Well, let's look at some blood purifiers. Now, sometimes we get, you know, too big for our own britches, and we don't listen to good old-fashioned advice, right? So Egyptian writings published on papyrus paper, which is, you know, ancient paper, if you've seen it in the museums, they were writing about onion as a blood tonic. So the old-time American country doctors also listed onion as a blood purifier. So the French actually would feed garlic and onions to their horses to dissolve their leg blood clots. And Russians, they age onion in vodka to improve their circulation. And medical research has also backed up what these ancient people said. Chemist Dr. Eric Block, State University of New York, he found garlic has compounds that perform as an antithrombotic action equal or superior to aspirin. So garlic has this extra benefit of preventing platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of your arteries and veins. Yep. Now, medical science is really not sure how garlic and onion do this action. Well, they're still trying to figure that out. And they want to study the compounds and make a drug out of it. But you can still eat onions and garlic. Now, researchers in Germany at Saarland University have discovered that it takes 3 cloves of garlic a day to improve circulation, thin the blood, and cleanse the blood of unwanted elements. So the benefits of just 2 ounces of onions work similar to the garlic, but also block the harmful effects of fat. And if you're eating garlic with acid-type foods like tomato, it magnifies the medicinal power of the garlic. So, you know, a little spaghetti sauce, a little garlic, you know, got it made. Now, just imagine what you can accomplish by, you know, adding a little onion to your garlic, olive oil, and tomato sauce. Ooh. And this is pretty much the Mediterranean type of living. And when they do cultural studies in the Mediterranean area, every time it comes up, they have very low, if any, risk to heart attack, cancer, and diabetes. And it's all because of how they eat. So I often say, go get cookbooks on Mediterranean dishes, and it's not exotic stuff. But you can get the quick fix stuff. You make something in 20, 30 minutes, healthy for you, doesn't have preservatives and all that nonsense in it. And you're going to, you know, protect your blood system by doing that. Now, there was this ancient clot cure, you know. Our ancient ancestors used a lot of herbs to improve cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of clots. And one herb in particular was a nutritional herb with lots of flavonoids. It prevents unnatural conversion of fibrinogen to fibrin that causes unwanted clots. So if you get too fibrinic, if the protein becomes too fibrinic in the blood, then things stick, clump, clots made. If you get an herb with lots of flavonoid action, it prevents that. So and we can use this herb today. And if we want, instead of drugs, and save ourselves the risk of side effects. Now, the herb is called hawthorn berry, and the other benefit this herb offers is that it offers elasticity to your arteries and veins, preventing narrowing of the arteries and veins and creating space where a clot can't get through, plaque to accumulate, plaque on the vein to accumulate. So your arteries and veins need to be flexible. They don't, when they get stiff and rigid, this is a problem. Arteriosclerosis is a problem and plaque builds up because they have to stay flexible. Arteries and veins need to be staying flexible, not only to prevent, plaque from building, but also to take the pressure from the heart, the pump. Okay, so now according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, hawthorn berries improves the force of heartbeats to improve blood pressure. And many cultures around the world simply add a lot of hawthorn berries to their diet and to prevent things like hypertension, heart pain like angina, arrhythmia, blood clots, heart failure, and other chronic cardiovascular diseases. Now, if you're buying hawthorn berry, and you're looking at it as a supplement, it's important that you get a whole food product with no fillers in it, okay? If you're buying it in a liquid form like a tincture, make sure it's been made without heat. Heat will chemically change herbs and really destroy potency. And, you know, this is a time when you don't want to sacrifice potency. So it really preserves the alkaloid strength when there's no heat in the process of making those tinctures. And most people experience the benefits of these heart herbs within just a few days or weeks. People notice it right away. So now things do vary depending on the severity of the condition from person to person. And I'm not a big proponent of mixing herbs with prescription drugs, but there can be exceptions. But a lot of times herbs can interfere with the absorption of your medication or magnify it like you took too much. So it's real important to be smart about using your herbal supplements. Now, if you're looking for a professional strength formula for cardiovascular strengthening, metabolic strengthening, I call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a wonderful heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. They also have hawthorn berries and motherwort. And motherwort's good for arrhythmias, fluttering of the heart. So you're going to find totally rich, well-prepared formulas there. And this is what a practitioner would give you. So you can buy direct from them. And I encourage you to do that. The other thing to look at also is sun-dried salt. A lot of people are taking off salt if they have heart blood pressure issues. And processed salt is just sodium chloride, and it's very harsh, and it's hard, and it does prevent – it does promote high blood pressure. But when you get salt in its whole food form, 84 microminerals are still in it. It's sun-dried. It's not been processed. Those minerals help the body, help the cardio system, help your cells stay strong, help the arteries and veins stay flexible, help the fluids to be balanced in the system so you're not dehydrated, you don't have edema. So salt's one of those basic elements we got to have, but people are just sold a crappy form of it. You know, it's been processed, the little girl with the umbrella, Morton salt. It has all 84 microminerals stripped out of it. They may add back some iodine for the thyroid, but you're losing the electrolyte component when that happens, and the nervous system needs these minerals as a conduit. So proper electrical signals flow up and down the spinal cord, in the brain, in the heart for a steady heartbeat. So salt's a very basic nutrient we've gotten away from because we've changed it with processing and it became very bad for us. And then everybody's off of it. Or they're using the wrong salt and that's bad. Sodium chloride's too harsh on the system. So look for a whole food salt balanced in nature, because when you look at a chemistry in us humans, we're identical to ocean water, so ocean salts got that balance of the electrolytes. And it's important, and medicine knows it's important, because it hooks people up to a saline drip when they had to get admitted to the hospital. So salts keep your cells strong from collapsing, bleeding. And if you got varicose veins, it's because you don't have salt, the right kind. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs get the salt from France. It's sun-dried. It's got all the minerals in it. It is a totally different animal compared to processed salt. If you didn't know the difference, now you will know the difference. It's a game changer in the salt world to have a sun-dried whole food salt. So I can't talk enough about salt. It's necessary for health. And we just get away from it, and we're told to rely on drug companies, and that's just not a solution. That's symptom management. That's you know, side effects. and all kinds of risks. So, and God tells us in the Bible, look to me. And here I am from Genesis to Revelation telling you herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So here you are in this book of scripture. God's promising you his medicinal herbs will heal you, empower you. God said that. Healing of the nations. So you want, and some people say, well, where is it in the Bible? Well, okay, so Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, 5 and 7, I think, 5 to 7, and then Revelations 22, verse 2. So all the way through, we're encouraged. It's right under our nose. And need I remind you that in the beginning, drug companies took certain chemical and nutritional elements from plants like herbs to make their drug products. And if herbs weren't of any benefit, why were they doing that? Oh, they're full of benefit, all right. But when you isolate and you strip and you remove to change it so you can patent it, well, this is why you get side effects. You're outside God's creation and his perfect balance. So he knows what the body needs, and there's lots of nutrition in those medicinal herbs. They're packed full of nutrition. And sometimes, yes, they're bitter. Sometimes they're hot and spicy. And in those instances, it's because you're only supposed to use a little bit. They're so potent and rich. And the body can utilize that perfectly. So go to the powerherbs.com website. Get a free catalog. Call them if you don't have internet at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972 if you're outside the U.S. And get empowered. Get a catalog. You'll see the table of contents. They have a heart section. They have an immune-boosting section. They have an organ-cleansing section. They have a pain section, a diabetic section. You can just go to the section that you need and be empowered. Lots of stuff, including pandemic kits in there, if you're worried about that. Heart attack packs, snake bite kits, you name it, it's in there. And it's empowering. And you don't have to be fearful, because God is not the author of fear. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. Sign up for their newsletters, free online. And don't forget, they're having their Mother's Day sale. So save 20% on orders of $50 or more through the 16th of May. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.